The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right. So BuzzFeed asked their people, tell us about the job you worked at and confirm whether or not the rumors people believe about that business are in fact true. Or tell us something we don't know that's like a trade secret for that business. But they're all like chain stores, restaurants, mall stores, that kind of thing.
Like one of them we may have heard in the past is like the ice cream machine at McDonald's isn't really broken.
Exactly.
It's just they don't want to deal with it.
They don't want to clean it again. Mm-hmm. And want to stay late.
Something along those lines. Yeah.
Did any of you get your ears pierced, Rachel or Kelly? But Joe, you had a pierced ear. Steve, did you have a pierced ear?
No. Always wanted one.
I did.
Did anybody get them pierced at Claire's?
Boom. Yes,
My first one.
Yes, I told y'all that girl was cross-eyed and mine were crooked.
Yep.
So all three of you have done
so
that
messed
there.
Up.
Yeah, I got both. I have my ears double pierced.
Yeah.
I got my double piercing. I got both sets done at Claire's, and then all of my fun cartilage piercings were done at an actual piercer.
And you felt very comfortable there?
I mean, I was a small child when I got them done, so I have a feeling I was just real stoked to be around all the purple and glitter and look at fun fruit shaped
earrings. It's so purple in there. It's so purple. I think girls, especially parents, are motivated to get the ears pierced early.
Yeah.
And when I got my second piercing, I walked into that Claire's and I was terrified. I couldn't say no, though, because she would have known. I said no because she was cross-eyed.
They do give you a big teddy bear to hold, though, if you're afraid.
Well, that teddy bear, interesting you mentioned that. This one, I worked at Claire's in the late 90s. That's probably about when you got yours. Pierce Kelly, right?
My first one, I was born in 87, so my first holes were early 90s, probably.
Oh,
I was probably three or four when I got them done.
It was my first job. I was 16. I was super nervous to begin training to be able to pierce ears. I practiced for one day on a teddy bear. Then one of my coworkers handed me a certified ear piercing certificate and said, you can start doing it.
I didn't know that you have to be certified for that.
Well, no. I mean, by
Claire's,
another teenager at Claire's.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, presumably the teddy bear you held to feel better is the one that the 16-year-old practiced on before you came in.
I'm happy for her. I mean, that bear's got some bling, and they get to practice on, something that's very comparable to a human ear, totally.
It took no longer than learning the register.
Right.
Welcome. This is our stock room. This is how you work the register. Now you're certified to pierce ears.
There you go.
They're
go
now do it. Your manager. Nose
it's a ball store.
At
I mean,
whoa. Dang. Claire's getting crazy.
You can go get your nose pierced at Claire's now if you really want to go ruin your face.
They'll even give you a Prince Albert.
Right?
Yeah, they'll do it.
I don't know that 16-year-olds should be doing that.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. They are not certified.
Yeah.
What do you mean they're not certified? They did the teddy bear, and they have a certificate.
They have their training.
Yeah.
All 10 minutes of it.
Claire's coming in here telling you how to do your job.
Yeah, the icing girls were always easiest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that for a fact. I worked at The Gap, and my only other store was Auntie Anne's for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Oh, man, those pretzels. Dang.
Wait, you would go to Auntie Anne's three times a day?
Sometimes more.
Oh, my God.
Freebie, are you saying you wouldn't go to Auntie Anne's multiple times a day?
I had never gotten anything from Auntie Anne's until I had kids.
Jesus Christ.
That's so sad.
Did you guys ever walk away from the mall with any money? Because their pretzels are like $90.
Of course not. Between Auntie Anne's, although there was a not handsome discount, and my manager's yelling at me to buy more Gap clothes, I had no money.
Yeah, between Auntie Anne's and Gloria Jean's, where I used to get those Oreo smoothie shake things, I spent so much money on food as a teenager.
You said Gloria Jean's. I thought you meant like jeans.
No,
that's what
Gloria,
I thought at first too.
I'm like, that's a jeans.
I'm like, boy, that sounds like a clothing store for like old ladies.
Gloria Jean's.
That's the fat lady sweater store.
It's part of the Lane Bryant family.
Absolutely.
It's where you go after you buy your extra fat sweaters to get your extra fat smoothie. That's just Oreos.
Okay, so it's
a smoothie.
Speaking of fat kids at jobs, when I was working at a grocery store that had a deli and like a little cafe in it, I was going to refuse my 15-minute break because I had already spent all of my money that I had brought on my first 15-minute break in my lunch, and I didn't even have enough money to go to Purple Cow for an ice cream cone.
Purple Cow?
That was the name of their little ice cream place.
Mm-hmm. Purple Cow's no Gloria Jeans, that's for sure.
No, that's right. Yeah,
no, no.
But yeah, that's
where
kinda...
else can you get denim and diabetes?
Ooh, not that's many. A store in the Midwestern mall.
Denim and diabetes.
Oh, yeah, our Midwest mall.
The yep. Dapper Gentleman. Uh-huh.
The Dapper Husky.
The Dapper Husky, yeah.
That mall would thrive.
It'd be the only one standing. Yeah. I used to work at Abercrombie in college. The rumors you hear about the store, some are true, but some are crazy. There was a rumor that the store's cologne spritzed out of the speakers. That's not true. But we did have to all day go around spraying store cologne on the clothes. Mm-hmm. That's why it smelled.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I worked all at Abercrombie. It
would've, you don't need to do that often.
It would have saved a lot of time just to have them in the speakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you'd have to invent a cologne spritzing speaker.
Which seems like it'd be.
No, you just have to have really good woofers. And then you put a cup right next to it. And
yeah, Abercrombie's known for their bass.
Yeah. Absolutely.
When the bass drops, everybody gets chill.
Yeah, all the shirts come off.
This one, I used to work at Bath and Body Works for 3 years in the 2010s when I found out that only a few people know, including myself, is that after a semi-annual sale is done, whatever is left over from the sale, the workers get to bring a medium bag or take a medium bag from the cash register, fill it with everything they can, and then they get everything for $5.
Oh, that's Where cool.
Oh, whatever goes in the bag.
Bath and Body Works.
Bath and Body Works.
That's great.
It's a good
yeah.
deal.
Yeah, that's yeah. really good.
More places should do stuff like that. There's one that I saw that I definitely had to cover.
Man, if you're listening and you work at Bath & Body Works, can you tell me what happened to that blueberry pumpkin candle that y'all used to have? Because, dang, that smelled so good.
That's what I wanted to address. Candles.
Love candles.
Bath & Body Works. There are no new scents for candles during different seasons. They are just repackaged and renamed with new stickers. They haven't come out with a new holiday scent in more than a decade.
Well, there's only so many. It makes
sense.
I mean,
yes. Really, yeah. It's like Fraser Fir and peppermint.
This isn't really salacious, just stupid. I worked at a Skechers a while ago, and in our employee handbook, it literally said, no black nail polish. We're not Journeys.
I mean, I think there's a valid point to that when your top spokesman is Howie Long.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
There's something to it. It's not Journeys.
Former Hot Topic manager over here. People always find it hard to believe how little we were paid. Not only did sales associates only get $7.25 an hour, but as a manager, I made $8.25 an hour. I nearly quit when I went next door and heard they were hiring my exact same position at Hollister, and the pay was twice what I was getting for the same job.
I would have killed for over $8 an hour.
Yeah,
I was working those kinds of jobs.
Yeah, honestly, God. It sounds like a lot for Hot Topic.
I remember making $7.25 and then being like, you've been here for 2 years. We're going to give you a raise to $7.75. And I was like, wow, amazing.
Oh, man. This one's interesting. If you buy denim from American Eagle, they have a lifetime warranty in case of rips or damage. But if you've gained weight or lost weight, you're out of luck. Because it has to be the same size.
Well, of course. I mean, I think that would make sense.
You can't eat a box of cinnamon rolls that some very nice people bring you and then just tear your pants because the belt's too tight and go, need new pants.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Too big.
My pants got smaller.
I don't know what it is. The knees tore out right when it started chafing my hips.
Just take the tag off. They won't know.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.